Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, with 5 hours left to cast votes in the abortion referendum, up to 36% in voter turnout is being reported in parts of Donegal. The British Labour leader says Lifford Bridge is a symbol of the openness of the Good Friday Agreement. A Letterkenny councillor has said there is no way that Lex Cemetery will be encroached on in any future road projects. And a Donegal deputy has urged the government once again to reopen the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories to follow in Full Plus Sport with PJ Lynch and Nuacht with Colm Ferter. But first in news, voters are continuing to flock to the various polling stations across Donegal this evening to have their say on the future of the Eighth Amendment, with up to 36% voter turnout reported in parts of the county. And Letterkenny polling stations are reporting a 30% average turnout as of 4 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, latest figures from South and South West Donegal indicate an average of 29.5% in voter turnout. And it is shown within the last hour there was a 36% voter turnout in Buncrana, while St Patrick's Boys School Carndonagh polling station is reporting a turnout of 28.2% as of 20 past four this afternoon. With voting open until 10 o'clock tonight, presiding officer at the Ballyrain polling station, Bernadine, is predicting a busy evening ahead.
It has been quite busy all day. It's been moving, but this evening it'll pick up a lot. Always after work and a Friday evening it'll be busy.
And especially with the good weather too, you are expecting a big surge now later on.
Oh, we definitely will. There'll be a big turnout from 6 on, 5:30 even, that time on till at least 9, even closing time.
And from a national perspective, there's been a higher than normal turnout throughout the day. With more, here's our political correspondent, Sean Defoe.
An early rush of voters across the country before work saw a much larger than normal turnout in many parts of the country. In Dublin and the commuter belt counties, many polling stations have hit 30% turnout, with Belmont Avenue in Donnybrook hitting 47% before 3 o'clock this afternoon. One box at St John of God's in Waterford has also hit 47% turnout. Largely, the number of voters has slowed down ahead of the anticipated evening rush as people get off work, but there's still a decent turnout. Earlier, Donegal Town reported a 32% turnout. Counties like Laois, Westmeath and Offaly in the Midlands are consistently showing between 24 and 26%. The number of people who were added to the supplementary register and have voted is significantly higher than the general trend. There's just a few hours left now until the 10 p.m. deadline for voting, and in many polling stations across the country, people think the turnout will be higher than the marriage referendum.
A Letterkenny councillor has moved to reassure locals that he, along with other public representatives, will be taking a stance against Transport Infrastructure Ireland to protect against proposals to exhume a number of graves at Lex Cemetery. Councillor Kieran Brogan was speaking after it emerged that some options for the proposed Southern Relief Road would involve the exhumation and reinterment of up to three graves in the southwest corner of the cemetery. He told today's 9 till noon show that all local councillors have made it clear to the TII that they will reject any proposal that involves interfering with Lex Cemetery.
When the TIA officials would have briefed us in Letterkenny before the public consultation on the route selections and the proposal they have for the Dromore and Lorgibrack area as well, they're obliged to show different routes. But it was made very clear to them that morning by those present that the graveyard route should not be shown, and that would be very emotive for the families. Not just Kieran Brogan, but every councillor present said, listen, that route should not be put out onto public consultation. Unfortunately, they didn't listen, and when I listened to your programme this morning, I said, we're obliged to tell the public straight away that that won't happen. It's not a hope that it's going to happen, because at the end of the day, it's the elected members who will be selecting whatever route will have a proposal in front of us, will either adopt that route or reject the route. Mm. So all the elected members that was present that morning was very clear about the graveyard.
But we can say categorically now, can we, Councillor Brogan, that Lex graveyard will not be encroached on? That
absolutely, and the graves will not be interfered with, because the elected members will not stand for it to happen. Whatever steps have to be taken. You don't want anybody sitting in any house listening to your radio, and you have plenty who depend very much on Highland Radio and other media sources for the news. You don't want them thinking this is going to happen, so we need to be very clear to them now that won't happen.
The British Labour leader says Lifford Bridge is a symbol of the openness of the Good Friday Agreement. Jeremy Corbyn visited the Donegal Tyrone border this morning during a visit to the northwest to witness the reality of what a border would mean for people in the region. Donal Kavanagh has more.
It was put to the UK Labour leader today on Lifford Bridge that installing cameras on the Donegal-Tyrone border would make no real difference. But Mr Corbyn said it would indeed be a symbol that the bridge has now become a hard border and he does not want to see a return to the Troubles.
We don't want to see a return to the Troubles. We don't want to see a descent away from the Good Friday Agreement. The whole purpose of our visit is to encourage both the parties in Stormont to come together and re-establish a functioning Executive Assembly.
He spoke of the many people who commute across the border on a daily basis, saying the community is on both sides of the river. Earlier this morning, Jeremy Corbyn attended a business breakfast in Derry, where he was welcomed to the city at the heart of the Brexit conundrum. That was how Derry was described by local chamber president Jennifer McKeever. She said 90% of the chamber's member companies would prefer to stay in both the EU customs union and single market. She told Mr Corbyn he was visiting a city region that sits on a border spanning two counties, two countries, two jurisdictions, and the local chamber members run businesses serving both.
A Donegal deputy has urged the government once again to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. A funding application of €1.8 million was submitted by hospital management last year, which would reopen the ward and had long been seen as a way forward in addressing the overcrowding crisis at the hospital. During a dull exchange in recent days, Deputy Pierce Doherty asked the Taoiseach to intervene and give the funding the green light.
Management last year asked for resources to reopen that 19 short stay bed, yet the government, the HSE, are turning a blind eye to a capacity that can happen very, very shortly. So can I ask you, Taoiseach, as a former Minister of Health and as the leader of this government, will you intervene to make sure that the €1.8 million is available and that we can increase the capacity and bring patients off trolleys and into proper beds in Letterkenny University Hospital.
Responding on behalf of Leo Radker, Junior Minister Jim Daly says the HSE has submitted a series of suggestions on hospitals nationwide and they are currently being considered.
We are identifying and working with the HSE to open up beds in as many places as possible. Particularly we're looking for those that are ready to go. And,
they're ready to go.
Yeah, and that, if you let me finish, we have to do this in a holistic approach. We can't go around just picking bits and pieces. We have 200 beds, 200 additional beds opened already this winter, full-time beds that are opened up separate from transitional step-down care beds, and we're continuing that programme, and we hope to do so in the coming year ahead. But by April of this year, the HSE have submitted a series of suggested openings for us, and they're being considered at the moment.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that major repair works will be carried out on a section of road in the Churchill area, which is in a notoriously bad condition. It follows concern raised by a number of local representatives over the severe deterioration of the road at Drumcavney between Carrickbridge and the Churchill station, with the council urged to source the money for repair works. The local authorities say that work is due to begin in the coming weeks. Local councillor Michael McBride has been giving this update on the 9 till noon show.
We've been trying to get a solution to it over the last number of weeks, I suppose up to a couple of months now, and I was speaking to the overseer yesterday, and the road, and they're going to start there next week to relay it again. So I think it's a good news story. I think the locals will be delighted to hear that it's been done, because it really wasn't bad condition.
They may have to close the road there for maybe a day or so, but within a day or two, there are a few different sections of it to be done. There's one down on the Kilmacrenan site near Cotchie, which is marked to be repaired, but that'll not be done until later. They need to close the road to do it. That'll not happen until July, but I think it's only maybe a day or two you're talking about altogether.
A teenager has been charged in connection with the murder of schoolgirl Anna Creashell. The body of the 14-year-old was discovered in a disused building in Dublin last week. Trish Lafferty reports.
Anna Creashell's parents reported her missing just hours after she was last seen at St Catherine's Park, close to her home, on Monday the 14th of May. 3 days later, her body was found at a derelict farm building on the Clonny Road in Lucan. A post-mortem revealed she'd been sexually assaulted and beaten to death. Yesterday, Gardaí arrested two teenage boys. This afternoon, one has been charged in connection with the investigation and is due before the Children's Court this evening. The second teenager will be released without charge, with a file being prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions.
Concern is being expressed following what's been described as a major fish kill in the Onray River near Dromore in County Tyrone. Catherine Kelly says, having spoken to the Lochs Agency, it seems a slurry lagoon failed, releasing over 100,000 gallons into the river. Up to 15 mile of river could be affected, including the Drumraw and the Strill. There is extensive damage and a huge number of fish killed between Dromore and Oma. The Lochs Agency are taking remedial action, but Catherine Kelly says it will be a few days before the full extent of the damage is known.
I spoke with the Lochs Agency yesterday evening, who were on site. A slurry lagoon failed and released over 100,000 gallons into the Onray River. Up to 15 mile of river could be affected, including the Drumraw River, which is a very, very important salmon river. There's extensive damage and a huge number of fish killed between Dromore and Oma. My understanding is that the Lochs Agency are investigating. They're taking emergency remedial action at the minute by aerating the river, but it could take years for the river to repair itself.
Obviously, you and the local community, those who use the river, will want to see what happened here investigated with a view towards ensuring that it doesn't happen again.
Definitely, Donal. It's so important that this full investigation is undertaken, especially to determine precisely what happened, so that this devastating environmental damage and fish kill can be avoided in the future.
Meanwhile, the Lochs Agency has confirmed it intends to implement remedial measures in the Spearns and other areas affected by the flash flood last August, particularly in terms of replacing fencing. Welcoming the announcement, West Tyrone MLA Declan McAleer said over £400,000 has been allocated by the Department of Agriculture for the project. At present, the agency is surveying all the affected catchments, including the Glen Ely River, Owen Killy River, Brendennet and Fahin. Declan McAleer says once the survey is complete, the work will be done.
Survey work is ongoing in the three areas that were mentioned. Lochs Agency will be engaged in this survey between now and in the middle of the summer. And during the course of that survey, they will be engaging with farmers during the course of this year. My understanding at this stage that most remedial work will revolve around replacement of fencing. During the flood last August, there was miles and miles of fencing. The bridge was displaced and destroyed and washed downstream.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for brighter days with everything you need to get active this summer.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps travel to Wexford tonight in the first division of the SSE Airtricity League. Harps were unbeaten in five games until last weekend's defeat to Cove in Ballybuffet. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle says Harps are good enough to get back on track at Ferry Carrig Park.
I think so. There's enough quality there. Obviously, to go down to Wexford to get 3 points. Wexford haven't been going that well of late and conceded a lot of goals. Obviously, they'll be doing their best to overcome and get 3 points themselves.
There will be live updates from that game on Highland as from the 8 p.m. kickoff time. Also in the First Division tonight, Athlone Town host Longford Town. Leaders UCD travel to Cabin Teely. Cove Ramblers host Shelburne, and Drogheda United travel to Eamon DC Park to face Galway United. It's third hosting fourth in the Premier Division tonight as Waterford United welcome Derry City to the RSC. A win for Derry would see the Candy Stripes take the place of Waterford on goal difference. Darren Cole and Nicky Lowe are set to return for Derry, but Gavin Pearce is doubtful. Ronan Curtis is expected to feature as he is still a Derry player until June 9th when he joins Portsmouth. Derry boss Kenny Shields knows they face a tough outfit in Waterford.
You know, they're very, very strong in terms of the players they have, and they're a very physical team as well. So we've got to be up for this game in every sense of the word.
Also in the Premier Division, Bohemians host Shamrock Rovers. It's first versus last when Dundalk take on Bray Wanderers. St Patrick's Athletic host Cork City, and Limerick travel to the Showgrounds to face Sligo Rovers. This Sunday sees the Charlie O'Donnell Cup final take place at McGinn Park at 3 p.m. It's the Ulster and Buncrannock Cup winners, Alloch, against the Premier Division and League Cup champions, Glengad United. In the Ulster Senior League this coming Sunday, Letterkenny Rovers will take on Coghill Celtic. Coghill need a point for the title, whereas Letterkenny need to win to force a playoff. Staying with soccer, and Liverpool will hold their final training session today before tomorrow's Champions League final with Real Madrid in Kiev. Jurgen Klopp's side will be trying to stop the Spanish giants from winning the European Cup 3 years in a row. The Liverpool boss knows they're underdogs, but he's not intimidated by the challenge of facing Cristiano Ronaldo and his Real teammates.
It's an advantage to be more experienced, but you can level it with desire, with readiness, with attitude, with work rate. You can level it. That's good. That's what I love in football.
In golf, Rory McIlroy has continued his impressive start to the European Tour's PGA Championship at Wentworth. The Northern Irishman is the current clubhouse leader on 12 under par after hitting a second round score of 65. McIlroy says he's satisfied with his performance so far.
It's easy to get yourself in trouble here, so to keep it in play for basically 36 holes has been really nice, and just to take advantage of the shots that I'm hitting into the greens. Took my chances when I hit good shots, and a bit disappointed with the two fives coming in, but anyway, it's a great round of golf.
Graeme McDowell has finished his second round on 6 under par. Shane Lowry is a further 2 shots back. Padraig Harrington and Paul Dunne have 2 holes left to play. They're on respective scores of 5 over par and 2 over par. In Gaelic games, the 2 games tonight in the Ulster Under 20 Football Championship 2 quarter finals. Tyrone host Monaghan at Healy Park in Omagh, and at Brewster Park, Fermanagh host Armagh. Both those games throw in at 8 p.m. Another quarter final down for decision tomorrow sees Down take on Antrim at Park Esler in Newry. There's a first round clash on Sunday, which is the curtain raiser for the big Donegal Derry game in the Ulster Under 20 Football Championship. The first round, of course, between Donegal and Cavan, with the winner to face Derry in the quarter final. It's a 4 p.m. kickoff, throw-in in Celtic Park in Derry on Sunday, the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarter-final between Derry and Donegal. The winner will play Down or Antrim in the semi-final, and they play tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Park Esler. Looking at that game, Donegal conceded 115 against Cavan last time out, and St Noonan's Caelan Ward says they have to work on not letting the opposition score big on Sunday.
We have to stick to the game plan, and if we do that, nobody's going to get the better of us. But we conceded a lot of scores, a lot of maybe scoreable frees in that period of time, so it's something we're going to have to look at. When we analysed the video on the Tuesday and the Wednesday after that Cavan game, there was areas that we know the areas of improvement, and it's just something that we're going to have to try and better now on Sunday, because again, you can't be affording to be conceding 115 or anything higher than that. So for us as a defence or as a team, a goal would be to not to concede a goal, because I think the only game we haven't done that has been Dublin in the league, so we have been quite open at the back. But it's just to come with the change in tactics and the change in setup that we're trying to implement this year, where it's maybe a lot more high risk, and you do tend to leave man for man at the back. So it's just trying to find the balance and for players to stand up and be counted, and to carry out that 1v1 marking job. So it's high risk, but the rewards can be great too at the end if you can click up front.
Slough Neil's Brendan Rogers says the last few weeks leading up to the game have been very positive.
Since the league, we know ourselves that a league campaign doesn't reflect on necessarily a fantastic championship campaign. With boys coming back from injury just after the league there, we could get a good run of training going with everybody fit and well, and produce hopefully a bit of form coming into the championship that we didn't have throughout the league. I don't think there's that issue anymore with people saying, oh, we're missing so-and-so, or we're missing, or he's injured, but there's definitely a lot more positive atmosphere about training, and there's a good mix of young and old there to steer us in the right direction.
There's a round 2 clash of the All-Ireland Masters Championship taking place at Coolashta Alley at Letterkenny tomorrow at 2 p.m. Donegal face Tyrone in that one. Moving on to cricket, the Interprovincial T20 at Eglinton has just got underway between the North West Warriors and the Munster Reds. And staying with cricket, it's North West Senior Cup Round 1 action this weekend. Our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin has more.
Our featured games at Strabane, where the home side entertain Dunamana, of course, going for a record 7 wins on the trot. This should be a cracking game. Strabane, of course, North West's only representative still in the Irish Senior Cup after their win against Cork County last week. Other games down for decision season, other Premiership clash at Brady, where Coleraine are the visitors. Fox Lodge make a short journey down the road to play Burndennet. Eglinton play Championship side Killiecluny. Ardmore also face Championship side Bonds Glen. New Buildings in Drummond is an all Championship game, while St Johnson face a very difficult task home to Brigade. Weller's looking brilliant for the weekend, so should be some exciting cricket. On Sunday, there's one rearranged league game in the Premier Division, Strabane entertaining Ardmore. Incidentally, the draw for the second round of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup will be made at approximately 2:45 on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
The official launch of the 2018 Jewel Donegal International Rally, along with associated sponsors, the Mount Errigal Hotel and the Pulse venue, will take place this evening at Ungreenland Theatre, Letterkenny. The much-anticipated top 20 seeding will be released, along with the details on some changes to the route and event. That launch starts at 7:30 p.m. This weekend, though, it is the third round of the National Championship with the Cavan Rally. Donegal interest there, of course, Declan Boyle, Gary Jennings, Donna Kelly and Joe McGonigal all taking part there in the top 10 in their WRC cars. In athletics, a duo from Lifford Strabane AC are travelling to Germany to compete in the International Throws Meet. Brendan O'Donnell and Gareth Crawford are part of a 10-athlete Irish team. O'Donnell throws in the hammer, which starts at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, while javelin thrower Crawford kicks his event off at 10:45 a.m. And finally, in cycling, today saw stage 6 of the Ross Thaltson take on 154 kilometres from Mitchelstown to Carlow. Muff's Ronan McLaughlin holds the leading county rider's blue jersey. He is also tied for 8th in general classification. The Ross finishes on Sunday in Skerries. That's all your sports news on Highland Radio today. Join the Highland sport team tomorrow from 2 p.m. for Saturday Sport. But for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. For weather now, dry in most areas this evening with some good sunshine. Tonight will be mild with lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees and a light to moderate northeast wind. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, voters are continuing to flock to the various polling stations across Donegal this evening to have their say on the future of the 8th Amendment, with up to 36% voter turnout reported in parts of the county. A Letterkenny councillor has moved to reassure locals that he, along with other public representatives, will be taking a stance against Transport Infrastructure Ireland to protect against proposals to exhume a number of graves at Leck Cemetery. Councillor Kieran Brogan was speaking after the demurs that some options for the proposed Southern Relief Road would involve the exhumation and reinterment of up to 3 graves in the southwest corner of the cemetery. The British Labour leader says Lifford Bridge is a symbol of the openness of the Good Friday Agreement. Jeremy Corbyn visited the Donegal Tyrone border this morning during a visit to the northwest to witness the reality of what a border would mean for the people in the region. And a Donegal deputy has urged the government once again to reopen the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. A funding application of €1.8 million was submitted by hospital management last year, which would reopen the ward, and had long been seen as a way forward in addressing the overcrowding crisis at the hospital. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuit with Colm Ferger, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seabhar Mahasa Colm Ferger and Shalom the Priest Guilty. Tabilla Carta Harbridge Nadal Le Ah Vonu Tehan Convorge Udras Nigelta to Akari Vine. Sakri Fuyak Nigelta to Yavidus Dayeg, Gome Capuchan and Worge Janta Igara Nigelta to Awine. Shenu and Kenu Shinig Ardesh, Conrad Nigeliga Emiana Marnamach or Carta Denlaha Muncher Nigelta to Fuynak to Urs Bay in Onadi Jeg and Worge Capa Frij Tehan Oscar. August 3 le capu aganare beconier on the winer ellen tvsti the lemister nigeltta turiski turgobel art skull august fi geltta le hiratas a karstiago foil le hai ahantas geltta a wanchama togu karu de gas skull geltta sachir fin policy ejahish geltta and niratas of a karta hard raj noranya river and kid lad of me mehev gujisha ta and tahanta solorig a kid trahos a tree skull sachir go sanomlan space brex data toka the skull on a and Vlian Chahogin, Marjesh, Ella Claru, Marskull, Gelthogta. Tasha Fogriha, Ig Forest, Negeliga, Gome, Artus, a Sheikh, Campus, Sauri, Arachtal, or Fud Fadanilin, Lilin, and Tauri. Torti Skim, Nagampi, Sauri, Yavilis, a hard jeg, Jesh, Dalini, Ejer, Tree, Vlianna, Agus Ardney, and a jeg, Frasteller, Emakti Sports, Dramiakta, Dausa Kyol, Agus Gananiakta, Cadio Jontus, Dar Lua Kid Shart was a car mila euro to art was a shake campa egg solum yellum. Agus S.A. and Tabakta winning Latishkin Nis Divnia or Kursi Coulter, Mar Hema Hogal and Diaspora Egg Austin Solis La Eshke and Malagun and all Golua and Visha Huggin. A mask and a league hanchery bay and tall of Lilla Solira Lector Egg Allskull and Heron Galliv, a Yenis Curry Lahar Her Auran, Emmerkaha, O Hondagun and all. Raktalhar and Kogal and Malagun and all are an Artal La than V Mehev. Agushin Machodse, Eligolier, Slanagus Bannard.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, May the 25th. The death has taken place in England of Patrick Farn, formerly of Carrow Trasna Greencastle and late of Massrock Woodside Carrandonagh. His remains will arrive at Belfast City Airport tomorrow at 1 o'clock, going to his late residence, arriving at the Muff border at approximately 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart Carrandonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on arrival at home until 7 o'clock with family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to PA to house, care of Liam Collins, funeral director or any family member. The death has occurred of Eamon Catterson, 31 Emmett Park, Castlefin. Eamon's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castlefin. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Sheila Brennan, Ní Canning, Umar Afad Crisla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence at Umar Afad House is Private. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Crisla, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Harkin funeral director. And the death has taken place of John Greer, 16 Cattlegin Park, Kilfenanderry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service in his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Interment afterwards in Ballyone Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley, funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.